Over the weekend, we saw all this talk about, oh, there's a deal is close with Iran. I mean, Trump was even tweeting this out, which makes no sense, because Iran officials then later said, no, there's nothing to this. We don't accept any of the terms that the Trump administration is proposing. And, you know, look, we're back at square one, like I've said all along. Here we are into what, week 12 of this crisis? We're going on, almost 3 full months now. We're almost there. And of course, the world is facing famine all through 2027 because of this. And many countries are facing industrial collapse or degradation. And the U.S. position is that Iran can never have nuclear weapons, which, by the way, that has no basis in any kind of natural law or United Nations law or anything of that kind. And in fact, it was Trump himself that canceled the JCPOA that had restricted Iran from pursuing nuclear weapons. So, you know, Trump's the one who tore up that agreement. But then the second thing is that Iran can never control the Strait of Hormuz. They can never charge a toll. They can never assert any control. And Marco Rubio keeps claiming falsely that the Strait of Hormuz is international waters, but he's lying. Of course he's lying. You know, his lips are moving. It's not in international waters. It's actually the width of the Strait of Hormuz is well within the boundaries of what are called territorial waters of two countries, Iran on the north and Oman on the south. And territorial waters are internationally recognized as extending 12 miles beyond your shoreline. Well, 12 from the north plus 12 from the south, that's 24 miles. Well, the entire width of the Strait of Hormuz is only, I think, 22 miles or something. I mean, it varies, but it's close to that, which means that it's not international waters. It's clearly territorial waters. And believe me, if the United States had a channel like that, it would claim that its territorial waters under the control of the USA. So, of course, Marco Rubio is lying. And of course, Iran is never going to give up control over the Strait of Hormuz, at least not the north side of it. But the U.S. can never allow that from its point of view, because if this is allowed, then you're going to see Yemen start claiming total control over the Bab al-Mandeb Strait that leads to the Red Sea. You know, you're going to see the Strait of Malacca. You're going to see assertions of control over that strait or the Strait of Gibraltar, etc. This will lead to a series of national claims over the various routes and, you know, straits that have determined the geological and energy fate of the world for generations. So the USA doesn't want to back off and let Iran set a precedent of controlling the Strait of Hormuz, even though that's exactly what Iran intends to do. So, also from Iran's point of view, it's not going to agree to give up its enriched uranium. It has a right to pursue, at minimum, peaceful nuclear energy as basic infrastructure. This is actually a fundamental national right that's recognized internationally by the United Nations. So, you can't say to Iran, oh, you can never have any nuclear material. You can't run a nuclear program. You have no such right. Actually, they do have that right. And there are elements within Iran that are, of course, arguing that the only way they will ever have peace, that they will ever be safe from the aggression of Israel and the United States, is for Iran to have nuclear weapons. And the very elements in the United States that are claiming, oh, Iran can never have nuclear weapons, they won't admit that Israel has nuclear weapons. And Israel is the country that is committing genocide on a massive scale. And if anybody should be denuclearized in terms of weapons, it's Israel. But there's no U.S. official that will even admit that Israel has nuclear weapons. So, you know, if I were Iran, I would say, okay, we'll give up our nuclear weapons dreams or whatever, if Israel gives up all its nuclear weapons and subjects itself to audits and inspectors and signs the non-proliferation treaty, which Iran had previously signed, by the way. So you see, it's not Iran at fault here. It's Israel at fault, and the U.S. just completely gives Israel a free pass. So, given this, I do not see any circumstances under which the United States and Iran will agree on a peace deal. And every time Trump says there's a peace deal, he's making it up. It's just pure fantasy. Every single time. And by the way, he's claimed that we have defeated Iran, what, 35 plus times, maybe 40 times by now. It's every couple of days. He says, we've destroyed them. We've beaten them. We've destroyed their Navy, destroyed their Air Force. They're gone. Blah, blah, blah. That doesn't mean anything. He keeps saying it, but it doesn't make it true. Iran doesn't need an Air Force or a conventional Navy in order to assert control over the Strait of Hormuz. We've been over this many times. All Iran needs is some drones and some missiles and some speedboats with, sea mines or whatever. I mean, it's low-tech stuff. It doesn't have to be a conventional military to assert control over the strait. So until Trump and his people recognize that there will be no peace deal, the world will continue to suffer, the oil will continue to be in shortfall, we're going to hit, what do they call it, tank bottoms in many countries sometime in June, which is right around the corner here, and by July, we're going to start to face a diesel crisis in the United States. That's going to worsen through August and September, etc. And I'll do another podcast about diesel separately. But this is untenable. There is no common ground between Iran and the United States on what they demand. You see, Iran's fighting for its very existence. Iran knows that it has to assert control over the Strait of Hormuz because that's its one ace card. That's its leverage point over, really, the U.S. and the world. Iran can conduct an energy chokehold on the world until the West gives in. And the U.S. keeps putting out this false propaganda claiming, oh, Iran is weak, Iran can't last, they're on the verge of collapse. No, it's the West that's on the verge of collapse. Industrial collapse, economic collapse, famine is going to hit a lot of Western countries, especially in Southeast Asia, etc. And it's Trump that is under intense pressure, even from the Gulf states themselves, from Qatar and United Arab Emirates, the UAE and Saudi Arabia, etc., to find a way to find peace in this so that the strait can be opened. Trump is the one who can't stand this much longer. And Iran, they've taken a lot of damage. They've been heavily bombed. They've suffered a lot. They've lost many of their leaders that have been assassinated by the West. They're already in this. What do they say? In for a penny, in for a pound. Iran is knee-deep in this already. They're not going to capitulate now and just surrender to the demands of the West after all the price that they have already paid in terms of lost life and civilian infrastructure and, all the other damage they've taken. They're not going to give in now. Not a chance. That's not going to happen. If anything, the people of Iran are more determined than ever to outlast the United States on this. So the net effect of this is probably going to mean that the Strait of Hormuz stays closed for months yet to come. Many more months, possibly through the end of the entire year. So think about that. And the economic damage and the famine that will occur because of that. So we got to pray for peace, folks. But stay tuned. I'm Mike Adams. You can catch my analysis broadcast at brightvideos.com and my articles at naturalnews.com. And in the meantime, get yourself prepared at the satellite phone store, SAT123.com, backup communications, and much more. Take care. The Health Rangers Store Memorial Day sale begins May 21st at 11 a.m. and it lasts through May 26th. We've got some great specials for you during that entire sale event. And it starts at 11 a.m. on May 21st. Double points on all purchases. This is huge. So in essence, you're getting about 10% back in terms of loyalty points that you can use against future purchases, or You can convert those points into book tokens to do full-length book creation at brightlearn.ai, or to do more in-depth research with our AI agents at brightanswers.ai. So those tokens are dual use, or you can just use the loyalty points on future purchases at healthrangerstore.com. So I guess it's really triple use. But we've got a lot of things on sale. For example, organic lucuma powder, which is a nice natural sweetener, 40% off. We've got discounts on things like orange essential oil, groovy bee, superfood, freeze-dried organic whole corn, organic pumpkin spice oat latte powder. That's quite delicious, by the way. And many other products that will help you stock up on food as we are facing, you know, a situation in our world where food supplies are going to become quite critical in many areas. But on top of all of the food items and nutritional supplements and personal care that we have on sale with double points during this sale event, we also have third-party vendors that have extended discounts through our store that includes Nahaya Active Organics, which is a personal care and skincare line that's absolutely extraordinary. We have Sharky Forged Steel Tools at 20% off. That's highly unusual. We have the Garden Towers. We've got Delilah Home that has organic cotton and many other amazing fabrics. Those are 10% off. You can check out all the sale items at healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. All one word, no space, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And again, the sale begins at 11 a.m. on May 21st, and it lasts through May 26th. Again, double points on everything during this Memorial Day sale, which is equivalent to about 10% back on your purchases. And one of the best ways to remember all our loved ones during Memorial Day is to make sure that we are safe and secure for our families and for our futures. And so that's why I just want to emphasize, more than any other year, right now we are facing a food crisis. We're facing, obviously, a fertilizer crisis, an energy crisis in our world. It has not been resolved yet. It's going to get more difficult for the rest of this year and into 2027. So right now at healthrangerstore.com, we have certified organic lab-tested food supplies, including long-term storable foods, many of them freeze-dried in number 10 steel cans that are sealed for ruggedness and portability and long-term durability. And I can't guarantee what our supplies are going to look like later on this year. So this is a great opportunity to stock up now while we have supplies, and we have them at relatively good prices. I mean, we haven't hiked our prices, but food inflation is going to kick in. The harvest season in the fall, or even the winter coming up, is going to be probably brutal in terms of scarcity and pricing. And there's no question that our prices will reflect that. So they will go higher naturally in the fall, the winter, and well into 2027. So right now, the best prices you're going to find, and huge discounts on many items, and roughly 10% back in terms of loyalty points on your purchases. So go to, again, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day, beginning May 21st at 11 a.m., and stock up, because we've got it. We've got it tested and clean, certified organic. We've got it all in our warehouses right here in Central Texas. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I want to wish you all a happy Memorial Day. Take care.